Good afternoon, guys. Carl at Fisherman's Line here. Just want to give you a daily wrap-up report here. We had good fishing up and down the coast and offshore. We'll start with the half-day trip here, the dolphin in the morning trip. He had 105 bonita for his anglers there. In the afternoon, he had 21 calico bass. I'm sure he had quite a few released also there. 10 rockfish, 1 lean cod, and 2 barracuda. So good half-day fishing. I know the calico bass fishing was a little slower, but just the wrong current there looked at to change and get back to good calico bass fishing there. The Liberty on a full-day trip, he had 202 yellowtail, 7 bonita, 6 calico bass, and a couple barracuda mixed in there with them. Very good fishing there. 25, 30-pound test. If you want to fish live bait, 2-0 size hook would be ideal. If you want to catch them on the surface, iron, not a problem. If you want to fish yo-yo, you can. Very good fishing at the islands there. Please make your reservations. The trips are getting filled up here quite fast. We're getting a lot of walk-ups here every morning. So I just want to make sure if everyone wants to get on the boat, ideally give us a call here and make a reservation. Remember, a passport or passport is required to fish the Carlisle Islands. So if you do go, make sure you bring that with you. The Pacific Queen on a one-day trip, he had really good fishing, actually. He had 12 bluefin. Out of those 12 bluefin, seven of them were between 140 and 215 pounds. 3 were at 60 pounds. 2 were at 30 pounds. He said he did lose quite a few more just because guys hooked the right fish, wrong gear. Really important when you guys do come out again to make sure you're bringing the whole gamut of gear, 25, 40, 60, 80, 100 pound if you got it. If you don't have that heavier gear, here at Fisherman's Landing, we do have heavy gear for you to use, Talica 20s with Calstar rail rods here. So we do have you covered on that part if you don't have the big gear. He didn't say what they were biting on. I'm imagining since quite a few of them were caught on Fisherman's Landing rental gear, I'm assuming flat falls, but I'm not 100% sure on that. So we do have plenty of trips for you scheduled here. The Liberty is scheduled as every day here, 5:30 a.m., getting back between 5:30, 6:30 normally fishing Carnot Islands. Remember, a passport is required for that. The Dolphin is scheduled for 2 trips a day, departing at 6:30 in the morning and 1 o'clock. We do have the Condor, the Port Supreme, the Islander, and the Pacific Queen scheduled on and off throughout the next week here. Tonight, we do have the Condor departing at 9 p.m. He is going to be fishing that bluefin tuna in that same zone. So if you want to hop on that, very light load. I only have about a dozen people on the trip. Give us a call here at 619-221-8500. Tomorrow night, I believe I have 1 spot or 2 spots left on the Pacific Queen for a day and a half. Thursday, I have the Condor on a one-day trip. Friday, I have the Plura Supreme on a rare day and a half. If you want to hop on that, give us a call. The Condor, he's got room on his day and a half departing on Friday night. Saturday, I am all booked up with charters there, but Sunday night, we're right back at it with our open party scheduled there. Pacific Queen on a day and a half, the Islander on a rare one-day trip, and the Condor on a one-day trip. So we do got you covered for calico bass, yellowtail, and offshore. I also know one of the boats had a stop for like 20 yellowfin out there also, so that's a good sign. So maybe expect to see some of that popping up in the fish count there and be prepared to catch some of that, maybe a 25-pound outfit there with a circle hook for that bluefin, that yellowfin. And that yellowfin sounds like it's 15 to 20 pounds, so nice grade there. So if you want more information, check out fishermanslanding.com or give us a call here and talk to one of the guys on the phone here at 619-221-8500. And I hope everyone's having a good day so far, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.